My dear friends, this is Dominic Soul of Christ Intervention Ministries. Always good to be with you. So, why do pastors fall? Why do great people, great talents, they go into the singing industry and they end up being with Satan and they fall? Well, it's because their life was never based on the truth. It was based on feelings. It was subjective. It was based on disinformation. And it wasn't based on facts, the truth, and objectiveness. When you base your life on feelings, my friends, you're always going to end up in a pit. There's just absolutely no way, because your feelings can be chemically induced, they can be induced by food that you're eating, they can be demonically influenced. If you're basing your life on feelings, it's going to be so messed up. It's going to be dysfunctional, yes. And what about all the misinformation that's been fed into your brain, that sits in your subconscious mind? And if you were a child, you were 3 years old, and somebody said your ice cream is terrible for you, ice cream can give you heart attacks, ice cream can give you a sugar disorder, and you get older and somebody says, how would you like ice cream? I just made some homemade ice cream. You look at them and go, you want to kill me. You want to hurt me. Why? Because people didn't tell you the full truth there, did they? Too much ice cream can cause a cholesterol problem, maybe, possibility. If you have sugar problems with your insulin, the sugar in ice cream can cause a problem. But you know, phraseologies are so important. How people state things is so important. That's what disinformation is about. That's what Satan the father of lies about. Twisting information, half truth, three quarter truth, part truth, no truth, all mixed together to bring you to your destiny of failure. Yes, are you a victim of disinformation? Are you a victim that's walking in a dysfunction because of disinformation? Have you studied out what you believe? How much time do you spend in your life, each day of your life, doing self-improvement? How many articles have you read on dysfunctional behavior? How many articles have you read on disinformation? See, if you read none of that, you're sitting here listening to this right now and you're going, what is this dude's problem? My problem is I'm looking at American people because I live in America and I'm seeing dysfunction. I'm looking at Syria. I'm seeing dysfunction. I'm looking at the Taliban. I see dysfunction. I'm looking at ISIS. I see dysfunction. I see little children blowing up bombs and killing themselves. Dysfunction. See, they were given disinformation. They think blowing themselves up is a great deed for this false god. The information you're fed and pounded into you, even if it's a lie, becomes a truth, especially if you love the people who are giving it to you and you think they love you and you think they really care about you. A lot of governments give disinformation. We're going to do this for you. All your medical is going to be taken care of. Oh, become a soldier. We'll take care of you. You'll have great benefits and all your hospital will be free. They don't tell you the truth that you won't be able to get the medical care you need, that they're going to abandon you when you're all done being a soldier. See what I'm saying here? Disinformation. Isn't it time for you and I to do the real research? Man, take some time away from the partying. Take some time away from the neurotic things we're doing, the OCD things we're doing. Start doing your own research. Check out your reality, man. Are you in reality? Are you locked up in computer games? Are you locked up in smartphones? Are you chasing demons, running around the neighborhood looking for demons in parks that don't exist, and you think that's reality? You think that's a good productive time for your life? While other people are getting PhDs, they're taking vocational courses to be plumbers and electricians, and where are you? Still washing dishes, right? See what I'm saying here? You're trapped in a dysfunction. You're trapped in misinformation. You're trapped in disinformation. Hey, man, time to wake up. Time to do some studying. Give yourself an hour, 2 hours a day. Sometimes I do 6 hours a day studying. Never stop growing. Never stop learning. But I tell you this, no one will be able to use you when you got the truth. God bless you. In Jesus' name, you can email me at goodnews@gate.net. goodnews@gate.net.